Air America, the new commercial liberal talk radio network, has been on the air for a little over a week now. You might have heard it if you happen to live in one of the six markets where it's on the air, or if you've signed up for XM satellite service, or if you can get your computer to cooperate with the streaming audio on the Internet. If not, here's a professional assessment from Michael Harrison. He's the publisher of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication of the commercial talk radio industry.
There are a lot of things that are quite obvious about Air America. They don't have that intangible skill at handling a radio show. And there's a herky-jerkiness.
Apparently the satellite feed is
back. Great.
We can go back to our BBC correspondent, Nigel Chesley.
Do we actually have that piece ready to go? No? Damn it. I thought we did.
Let's go to James in Portland. The other one was James in Pleasantville. We got them mixed up, but now we're going to
I think
go
the
to
most
James
professional person on the air on Air America is Randy Rhodes. Randy Rhodes, who is the afternoon host, is a seasoned radio professional. She's an entertainer.
It's all about P and D and B. And
she was a female shock jock at one time. She's become a little moderate in that regard lately. And she does work politics into her routine.
Are you talking about anything regarding the Bush administration? War, criminal, war, criminal.
The fact of the matter, though, is that Randy Rhodes is a veteran broadcaster whose personality precedes her, and she's been proven to be able to get ratings by virtue of it.
Today we're launching six O'Franken truth missiles on the enemy.
Whereas Al Franken, the most celebrated person on Air America, he comes across the dullest on the radio because he relies a lot on his facial expressions. His timing is based upon a live stage presentation or television where pauses have a different meaning. You don't get the feeling of what he's saying, and the worst part is he's writing his material and he's reading it.
So what else is new? Evening 7 to 8, The Majority Report.
For Janine Garofalo, who's doing the nighttime show, and for the entire cast of Air America, for them to take this to the next level where they can sustain and build an audience, they've got to bring something to the American public from the liberal or Democratic Party perspective that the American public cannot get anywhere else. Otherwise, people do not have to beat a path to the radio to listen to them. They could listen to the speeches of John Kerry. They could hear or see or read liberal perspectives all around our society. The thing that conservative radio did so well is not only did it bring the radio listening audience conservative points of view, but that people like Limbaugh were so articulate and insightful and creative at illuminating unseen angles that they brought a perspective on conservative thinking to the public that you couldn't get anywhere. And that's the key. They've got to bring a liberal perspective to the public that you can't get anywhere else, because there are so many articulate purveyors of liberal philosophy that already have the attention of people who really care about that.
Michael Harrison is the publisher of Talkers Magazine.